Pacific Mornings.
The coronavirus or COVID-19 has closed borders, seen runs on supermarkets, cancelled sporting events, and quarantined millions of people. But it's also hit churches and places where religion is practiced. Is it a coincidence that places like Iran with high Muslim populations and Italy with high Catholic populations have been particularly vulnerable? Maybe. But it has me thinking about the future of religion and faith-based practice at a time of spreadable disease. In times of uncertainty, people often lean on their faith. We saw last year in Samoa that children were temporarily banned from attending church services due to the growing measles outbreak. And now, across the world, similar measures are being taken with coronavirus. When I spoke to Sean Casey from the World Health Organization yesterday, he said that churches and church leaders were essential figures in the prevention of COVID-19 across the Pacific.
Churches are potential locations where people interact closely, they shake hands, they hug, they're in close proximity. So it could represent a risk, and that's why some countries are already stopping church services or asking people not to have physical contact. So even within the Pacific, this has come up. And I think the critical message here is that churches and church leaders, community leaders, will be central figures in prevention. And so we're, you know, already in touch with church leaders in some countries. I know ministries of health are talking to church leaders and community leaders about how they can be kind of champions of prevention and help to spread those prevention messages and enable those personal social distancing measures in their churches and in their communities.
That was Sean Casey from the World Health Organization talking to me yesterday. Now, one of the Pacific church leaders faced with comforting those who are uncertain and looking ahead to the future is Reverend James Bhagwan in Fiji. He's the General Secretary of the Pacific Conference of Churches Secretariat.
We can see a lot of it, particularly on social media, given the spread of the coronavirus since January this year. More and more conversations about it, and we, of course, are including coronavirus and other issues in our prayers at the moment on Sundays. We're fortunate in the Pacific that, apart from the few cases in Mahi Nui and in Guam that we've just heard about over the weekend, we don't have any other reported cases of the coronavirus. So what we're doing at the moment is actually just looking at taking the basic precautions. That's especially important given what's happening around the world, particularly in Europe. There could be a propensity for people to panic. So we're just being very calm in the advice that we're giving. And we sent out from the Pacific Conference of Churches on Friday an advisory to our member churches on some things to take into consideration.
What about actual church services? I know that in the Catholic faith, one of the big things is the passing of communion, the offering of peace, which means shaking hands, even, you know, sending around the collection plate. That might have the potential to spread disease. When it comes to those kind of what I would see essential church services, how are they being changed or adapted at this time?
Yes, well, we already are seeing, and we have also suggested that when it comes to sharing of the peace, there are alternatives rather than handshakes, bowing, making other gestures. In terms of administering the communion, we are encouraging for the use of hand sanitizers immediately prior to distribution, and the suggestion that they take very seriously think about the use of a chalice. Whether it's only the minister or the priest to receive the wine, or perhaps the use of small cups, as some churches do. All those things to limit hand-to-hand contact. And at the end of the services, we're encouraging, of course, everyone to wash hands with soap, use hand sanitizers, and at the end of services to have the church cleaned before the next service. So that would mean, you know, wiping down the pews and benches, etc.
And I know that a lot of churches also run events like bingo games. I know that that's very popular in Samoa. Are you also looking at church-run events as well, not just, you know, actually at the church service, but extending those good precautionary measures to anything that the church is leading in the community?
Absolutely. We've asked all of our churches to pay attention to what their ministry or departments of health are advising. to take heed from the WHO and pay, you know, and pay attention to what's going on. We will continue to update our churches on anything that we see needing to be done. And that's what I said earlier. We're suggesting churches to postpone large gatherings and try and limit contact within the smaller gatherings, keeping in mind, though, that we don't have any cases yet. But we're trying to develop a habit that will allow us to maintain some consistency in the next few months.
Now, I have seen worldwide in different churches, like Orthodox churches, that the messages that have been sent out is, you know, we're not going to change service because God will protect you. What's your reaction to those ones who have a more faith-based approach, purely in the you won't get the disease because God is looking after you?
Well, churches have their own doctrines, and that really guides them in the way that they communicate their faith to their communities. Here in the Pacific, we are very clear on on the various doctrines that we have. I've received responses from a number of our member churches of appreciation to the advice that we're giving. So in the Pacific, perhaps it's a little bit different. You know, God is... For every Christian, we believe God is in control, but he also gave us a brain to think with as well. And these are simple precautions that anyone can take. There are also issues of hygiene, as I mentioned. So we're not, you know, encouraging people to stay away from work and things at the moment in our region, because obviously, as I said, we haven't had any reported cases outside of Guam and Maori Nui. But what we're saying is practice the things that you know are right to do. And, you know, even in a community where we are very communal in most things, I think people will be able to use common sense. And that's what we're asking, to think very carefully before you make decisions. Don't just dismiss things out of hand, and also not to panic. This is very important. Our other concerns, although, are given the issue of how supply chains will be affected in the next coming weeks and months, that we're encouraging our churches to call on members to ensure that they, maybe if they've got, you know, space in their backyard or their plantation, to ensure that they're doing some backyard gardening, just in case imported goods aren't able to make it into the country.
Finally, Reverend Bhagwan, moving forward, what impact do you think it will have on the church service moving forward? Will it be a case of constant adaptation?
I think this gives us an opportunity to use our Pacific innovation and resilience when it comes to worship for us as pastors and ministers, to pay special attention to how we do our pastoral role in a community which is afraid and, you know, in the context of the coronavirus, may have to self-isolate. These are challenges that are not new for us. Our churches have adapted over the years, not only from, you know, the original ways of worshiping almost 2,000 years ago, but in the current context, people, we are adapting from what was introduced by missionaries. We are paying attention to making our worship more contextual. And the issue at the end of the day, that especially when we come to sacraments, sacraments are a sign of God's grace. They are a symbol. And that's one of the things that we will need to keep in mind, that these actions are symbols of God's grace, and to recognize that there are other symbols that may also signify these signs of God's grace. How do we move in that space? Is it a time for the church to become more adaptable to ensure that it is able to be that sign and beacon of hope, the beacon of love, signs of God's grace, and to encourage our communities also to care for one another and not discriminate against you know, different communities that may be involved in various stigma around some of these issues, particularly in regards to our Asian community in the region. These things are very important for us.
That was Reverend James Bhagwan there. Like he said, God is in control, but he also gave us a brain. Practice the things you know are right to do. Use common sense and don't panic. Very wise words. Reverend James Bhagwan is the General Secretary of the Pacific Conference of Churches Secretariat, and he was talking to me earlier. Are you in the Pacific and have had to change the way you practice your faith in the face of spreadable diseases like COVID-19, coronavirus, or measles? I put the question out on Twitter. Oimatangi Joe Moeno Kolio said that social distancing is in effect for some churches in Samoa. He says no universal measures yet, largely left up to the individual parishes to decide. He says mainly there's been no physical greetings during exchanges of peace, no wine, and receiving communion by hand only. He says that people in Samoa are largely understanding of the measures given what happened with the measles outbreak last year. And Devon on Twitter said that Tongan churches were less populated on Sunday. If you have a story, I would love to hear it about how you continue to stay connected at this time where, you know, a lot of people do turn to their faith for comfort and there are changes, as you heard, and adaptations that need to be made. If you are willing to tell your story, I would love to hear it. You can send me a message on our WhatsApp number. It's +614 375 519 385.